Now, another Astros podcast.
Martez works on the first base side of the rubber, delivers, and that's grounded sharply past the dive of Gonzalez, and in the right center field, around third is Leury Garcia. He scores, and that is the ball game. A walk-off RBI single for Yoan Moncada, who tied it in the bottom of the ninth with a homer, and the White Sox sweep the three-game series, defeating the Astros in 12 innings, 3-2. Moncada bombed on the infield behind the pitcher's mound.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss to end a tough series in Chicago yesterday, and it looked pretty good going into the ninth inning. Had gotten some pretty good starting pitching, some good bullpen work. But then Yoan Moncada struck with the home run in the ninth, and then the game-winning walk-off hit in the 11th.
Yeah, no, the game certainly turned on us. We had a few opportunities early that we didn't cash in on. We held them a couple different times where they probably should have scored and didn't. So we had a game in hand, that fastball away on a 2-0 count, and Moncada, really exciting young player for the league. He wouldn't have had the night that he had, certainly after the ninth inning, but turned out to be another tough loss for us.
And you mentioned getting out of some sticky situations with the bullpen. I mean, Brad Peacock, 6 1/3 innings, and Chris Devinsky came in and was able to keep the White Sox off the board. And then the eighth inning, Luke Gregerson, 2 1/3, nobody out. Not entirely his fault, some soft contact and an error mixed in there, but was able to get some big strikeouts.
Yeah, it was nice to see Devo, come back and have a really good night. Gregerson, pitched with a lot of emotion last night and got through his inning. And then really Ken Giles was electrifying. He just had one pitch on a fastball away, and Francis Martez comes in and strikes out the side with, up to 99 miles an hour or so. So many positives to remember from yesterday's game. Unfortunately, when you lose a game in a walk-off fashion, it feels a little bit empty, but the tide's turning a little bit for us. We'll get back in our winning ways.
You mentioned some missed opportunities early. You had the inning where Juan Centeno gets thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double, which hurt you in that inning. Caught stealing of Bregman, I believe, was in that same inning as well at third base. You think maybe guys just trying to do a little bit too much right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's some activity on the bases when you're not doing well or you're not hitting. It always feels like two things. One, you don't have energy, or two, you need to create your own opportunities. And when it jump starts you feel really good. If he steals third base and he's safe and he moves up and we can score with a runner with one out, that's deemed an aggressive play. When he gets thrown out, it's always questioned. So fine line between trying to do too much and also play smart baseball, not give away outs when it was unnecessary. But it's what you see when a team is trying to fight and claw back into their winning ways. They'll extend themselves maybe a little too aggressively.
Series with the Rangers tonight and Charlie Morton on the mound, and you look at what Morton has done since he's come off the disabled list, has been really impressive, getting deeper into ball games. What do you think's been different for Morton of late?
He's been better at the beginning of games. He's had a hard time getting into games in the past, and then on both ends, where you get into the game a little bit extended and then he settles in, and then his last inning or two has been a little bit tricky as well. But for the most part, his breaking ball has been good. His fastball in has been better. He's holding his velocity, but things often go off of his breaking ball command when he has the hitter have to deal with multiple situations, multiple angles, multiple pitches. Makes it tough on him, and he's been in control of the game.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
6-6 game. Astros have scored three here in the bottom of the ninth. Bregman, the winning run at third. Juan Centeno can win it with a hit. Two outs in the ninth.
This place is electric. Everybody on their feet. 36,300.
Almost none of them using their seats right now.
Yep.
Centeno ready for a 1-2. Pitch on the way. And that's lined, and Ola had a smoke! Bregman scores! A walk-off winner for the Astros! 7-6, Juan Centeno, and his first game back comes through, and he's bombed past first base.
Helped the Astros win two games earlier this year. And here he is again. What a thrilling comeback for the Astros, snatching one away from the closer.
Houston Astros down by three going into the bottom of the ninth inning. They get five hits off the All-Star closer, Osuna. Bregman, the two-run triple to tie it. And Centeno wins it for the Astros.
What a thriller. Last game of the homestand, and nobody wants to leave. Everybody staying here to applaud this exciting team.
Ahead of this three-game series with the Texas Rangers, I have Astros catcher Juan Centeno with me here today, who's made a big impact with this Astros team. Juan, you're getting off to a good start on this Major League team, a really good team. How does that feel for you?
You know, it feels amazing. First of all, you know, I'm blessed to get the opportunity. I'm just trying to do my best, you know, try to help the team win any ways I can.
Well, we got to know you during spring training, and you had a great spring training. Everybody loved you, and you got a chance to see a lot of these pitchers. Has that helped you a lot to be able to come in here and slide in and feel comfortable?
Yeah, you know, it's always to know my pitcher before I come here, but, you know, I always doing my homework, you know, mm-hmm. watching videos, tendencies, everything, just to be ready for the game.
Tell me about your offense. And you're having a great year in AAA with Fresno. Offensively, have you changed anything from last year to this year?
You know, I'm just trying to, you know, get good pitches to hit, don't chase out of the sun. But right now, like, my number one thing is defensively, you know, like, mm-hmm. when I call good games, block, throw, you know, so my hitting, you know, I'm still working on my hitting, but mainly I'm working more on my defense.
When you throw behind runners as a pitcher, and when I was in trouble, I always loved my catchers trying to help me out and pick off somebody at first base behind the runner or things of that nature. Have you always done that? You'd like to be aggressive and use your arm?
Yeah, you know, I want to show the runners, like, don't get too comfortable, you know, like, yeah. I'm there, I'm watching you, and I feel like that helps a little bit, and yeah, but I like to throw.
How much do you talk to the older veterans on this team, like a Carlos Beltran or a Brian McCann, about just major leagues? And I know you've got some time in the league now, but how much do you try to get advice from those guys?
You know, a lot. Like, so every time I got people like that around me, you know, I try to ask questions and, you know, talk to them as much as I can. They've been around forever, and you know, they got a great career, so that's my goal, you know, have a career like the one they have. And so that's why I ask a lot of questions, and I always listen to what they say.
Hear a lot of hitters talk about their routines. You like to stick to the same routine all the time, or does it depend on the pitcher you're going to face?
No, I got my routine. I got the same routine, tee, front toss. That's it.
Yeah. There you go. That's Juan Centeno. Big addition to this team. It's great to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.